This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lucan. Stemo Springs athletes gathered in the gym at Stemo Springs High School Monday to sign letters of intent to play their sport in college. The athletes will be competing in 12 sports at colleges nationwide. A list is on our website. Here's Stemo Springs High School Athletic Director Luke DeWolf.
Remember that wherever you go, you'll always be a sailor. Represent us well. Represent yourself well, your community, your family, and most importantly, represent who you are. Finally, as you leave, remember to thank all the people in your life who have made this possible. From your youth coaches to your varsity coaches, thank your teachers, your community, your friends, your family, and of course, your parents. Good luck and congratulations to all of you.
Middle school students on the Western Slope competed recently in a regional competition for the 2026 National Civics Bee that was in Carbondale. Two students from Stemo Springs Middle School made the top three. Violet B was second, Sylvie F was third, no last names. The three top finishers go on to compete at the state level. The Maybell Volunteer Fire Department wants to send a big thank you to everyone who attended the Pancake Breakfast Fundraiser and Rubber Ducky Race in the Maybell Ditch on Sunday during the Sombrero Ranch Great American Horse Drive. Discounted carnival tickets are sold out for the Browns Amusement Park Carnival in Craig over the Memorial Day weekend. Regularly priced tickets can be purchased at the gate during the carnival May 21st to 25th. Stemo Springs City Council meets at 5 tonight. One item on the agenda is May being recognized as Historic Preservation Month in Steamboat Springs. Rob Bowman is also being recognized for coaching soccer at Stemo Springs High School for 38 years. Also on the agenda is a resolution approving a fundraising agreement between the City of Stemo Springs, Steamboat Stampede Youth Hockey, and the Steamboat Skating Club for an expansion of Howelson Ice Arena. Main Street Steamboat's hosting a public information session on the Downtown Business Improvement District. 5 o'clock today in the Commons Food Hall on 7th Street. This is something that's required to determine whether the bid board should be dissolved or continued. Tonight's the third annual Fired Up Salsa Contest and Loaded Nacho Night in Yampa from 5 to 8 or until the food runs out at the Ladies Aid Hall. Steamboat Christian Academy is hosting a Kickstart to Kindergarten. 6:30 tonight, Concordia Lutheran Church. It's free for preschoolers to learn about kindergarten. United Way of the Yampa Valley is offering Red Cross shelter training for those in Moffitt and Rout counties from 10 to 2 Wednesday at the Chamber of Commerce building in Craig. In sports, Moffitt County High School baseball has a home game tonight against Rangeley at 5 o'clock, and it's senior night. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at Steamboat Radio or KRAIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.